The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Parashas B'chukesai, we have what we refer to as the Techoches. The Torah tells us that im bechukesai teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes, then all of the broches will come to you. However, im bechukesai timoasu, bimes mishpotai tigel nafshichem, bimleisich muli, if you will not listen to my mitzvahs, my commandments, you will not walk in my statutes, you will despise them, then afani azeis lochem, I also will act this way to you. And we have, where the Torah goes to great length to tell us all of the afflictions that will come to Israel. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos, Daf Hei, Omar Rova Vitema Rav Chisda. Rova said, some say it was Rav Chisda, Imreya Odom Shiyisurin Bayin Olov. If a person sees that difficulties and hardships, afflictions, troubles are coming upon himself, Yifashvesh b'maisof, he should investigate his ways. Shinemar, as it says in Echo, Nach Pesod Rochena v'nach Keira, v'nashub ad Hashem, that we shall search and investigate our ways, and in this way return to Hashem. Yifashvesh v'le motzo, what happens if he does search and investigate and he cannot find out what he's doing wrong? Yitzle b'bitl Torah. Then he should assume that it's coming from bitl Torah. It's coming from his negligence in the study of Torah. Shenemar, as it states in Tehillim, Ashrei hagever asher siyasenu ko umiteros ko tzilamdenu. Fortunate is the man who the Almighty will afflict, and from this he will come to the study of Torah. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts people in order to get them to study Torah. Therefore, if you see afflictions coming upon you, and you have made a self-analysis, and you cannot find out what you're doing wrong, you should assume it's coming from Bitl Torah, from the negligence of Torah, of the study of Torah. Bim Dolav Alei Motso, what happens if he searches what he's doing, the study of Torah, and he doesn't find out, he cannot see that it's coming from the negligence of the study of Torah. He's studying Torah as much as he possibly can. Then you should know that they are what is called Yisurin Shel Ava, affliction of love. Shneamar, as it states, and the Gemara brings a posuk from Mishlei Gimel, posuk Yud Beis. Ki es hasher ye'av Hashem yechiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts those who he loves. Ucha oves bein yirtze. Just like a father, because he wants his son to do well, he wants his son to be perfect, therefore he afflicts his son. Omarov. Then the Gemara goes further. Omarov, Omarav Schora, Omaravuna. Kolsha Kodesh Baruch Hu Chofetz Bei, Medakei Biyisuri. Whoever that the Almighty wants, he is the one who he strikes. He hits him, he strikes him, he smites him with Yisuri, with hardships, with affliction. as it states. And now the Gemara brings a pasuk from Yeshayahu. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, Nun Gimel, Nun Gimel, pasuk Yud, Vashem Chofetz Dakai Hecheli. He who Hashem desires, this is the one that he strikes with different types of sufferings, for example, sicknesses. The Gemara goes further. Yochel afilo lekiblo me'avo. These hardships and afflictions, how should a person look at this? Should he resent them? Should he become bitter and miserable because of these? Or should he accept them graciously? Should he be makabel them b'simcha v'ahava? He should accept them with joy and love. The Gemara asks, afilu yochel afilu lekiblo me'avo, tamaleimar. So the pasuk carries on and says, im tosom osom nafshoy yirezera yarech yomim. If a person will make his nefesh himself into like an oshom is a sacrifice. If he will make himself as a sacrifice. So the Gemara says, ma oshom ladas af yisurin ladas. When a person brings a sacrifice, he brings a gift to Hashem, a gift to the king. When is it considered a proper gift? Not if he brings it with resentment, if he brings it with bitterness or with complaint, but if he brings it, ladas, with great joy, willfully. So therefore, Hashem chofetz dakei hecheli, Hashem, he who he wants, this is the one he strikes with sufferings, im tosom osom, osom nafshoy, and if he will make himself as a sacrifice. This means that he will accept these sufferings joyously, then maskore, what will be his reward? So the apostle carries on, Yerezere Yarech Yomim. Yerezere Yarech Yomim. He will see future seed, children, and long days. Children that will live many long days. And not only that, Elishal Talmudim Miskayim Biyodeh. But also, he will become great in Torah. Sinamar, because the pasuk carries on and states, "V'chefetz Hashem biyodo yitzloch." That this, what he does, that Hashem desires, his Torah, will have great success in his hands. Then, the Gemara carries on further. The Gemara says, "V'hainu the Reb Shimon Lakish." This is what Reb Shimon ben Lakish taught. Domar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Nema Bris Bamelech, the Nema Bris Biyisurin. It states the word covenant by salt, and it states the word covenant by affliction. By salt, it states Veleisash Bris Melech Bris. You should not annul the covenant of the salt. When we brought sacrifices, we had to put salt on it, on them. And it states, you shall not annul that covenant. So that salt was called a covenant. By Isurin, by the rebukes which are written in the Torah, not here but in Pashas Kisovei, it states, Elu Divrei Habris. These are the words of the covenant. So we see that this, that we were obligated to bring salt on all of our sacrifices, this was called a bris, a covenant. And this, that Hashem brought affliction on Israel, this was also called the covenant. To make an analogy. Ma bris ha'omer b'melech melech mantekes es aboso. What does salt do? When you put salt on meat, it softens the meat and it brings out the taste of the meat. Af bris ha'omer b'yisurin. The same is that when you give someone affliction, Mamrakin kol avinesav shel odem. It softens him and it purifies him from his shortcomings, from his avedis, his transgressions. Then the Gemara goes further. Tanya Reb Shimon Yochai, the great Reb Shimon Ben Yochai said, Shleish matonis teves nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three great gifts to Yisrael. B'chulan le'nosnon ela yidei Yisurim. And all of them were given only with great hardships. What were these three? Elohein Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Be'olam Habo. The Torah was given to Yisrael only through great difficulties and hardships. The whole episode of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, was in order to prepare them to receive the Torah. Eretz Yisrael was given only with great hardship. And Olam Habo, this that we merit, the next world, comes only after we've lived through this world with great difficulties and hardships. Now, from what we've quoted here, we see, generally speaking, people do not want to suffer. They're not interested in difficulties or afflictions. They're not interested in problems, hardships, punishments, sufferings. We look for a life which is free of all of this. We look for a life that's pleasant. We look for a good time. We don't want hard times. When there are hard times, it's difficult times. We want easy times. From here in the Gemara, it seems that even though we don't like it and we don't want it, hard times and difficult times are not so bad for the person. Now Shlema HaMelech said in this Pasuk in Mishlei, previous to what the Gemara brings, he said, Musar Hashem b'ni al timos, my son, do not despise Musar. Musar comes from the word meyaser. Yaser means discipline, hardship, difficulties. He said, he's telling us just the opposite. Don't necessarily seek the good times and the easy times, the good places and the easy places. No. Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. He says, difficulties that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not despise them. Baltokeitz b'seichachtei. And in his rebuke to you, do not become miserable with it. We're speaking of Musar Hashem, his rebuke, not what a person does to himself. Many times a person brings affliction upon himself, it's self-induced. It says the Yiddish expression that Mikin Rein Kriechen Allein in Blotter. Many times you drive yourself off the road. But we're talking about Musar Hashem v'seichochte, his rebuke and his discipline to you, his hardships that he brings upon a person. He says, do not despise them and do not be miserable over them. But to the contrary, you should learn. Now, this is Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon is telling us this, and this is totally contrary to perhaps human nature, and totally contrary to common belief. He says, enjoy it. Look forward to it. The Gemara in Masechta Megillah brings on this posuk. The Gemara is in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. the Ein Mafsikin Beklolish, when we read all of the rebukes and the difficulties and the curses that Hashem says that He will bring upon us because we're not listening to His mitzvahs, if you ever notice that it's a very, very long parsha that we read at the Sefer Torah for that one person who's called up. Generally, the Balkeri takes the Aliyah. Why do we make it so long? Why don't we break it up a bit? Break it up. And we'll call, read a few psukim and then take a break. Call up another person. Then read another few psukim and take a break and call up another person. It'll be easier that way. Why do we have to read Azefil klolos, so many klolos at one time? So the Gemara says there's a reason for it. Ein mafsikin beklolos. You're not supposed to break it up, because if you break it up, it looks like we do not want to hear it. Generally, popular belief is you read it soft and better we don't hear it. Nobody wants to talk about it. The Gemara says no. Ein mafsikin beklolos. You read it all without hefsik. Because Shlomo HaMelech said, "Musar Hashem b'di'al timos, b'al tokeitz b'seichachte." Because King Solomon said, "Do not reject and do not despise that what comes on upon a person, and do not be miserable over it. But you must not only accept it graciously; you must accept it with gratitude and with joy." Now, how can that be? He says, because ki asasher yav Hashem yichiyachu kovas ben yirse. Because who does Hashem bring rebuke to? Now we're speaking here not where, for example, you have Rishoyim Gemurim, you have people who are totally evil, wicked people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes wants to destroy from the face of the earth. We have Paray and the Egyptians, we have Amalek, we have the seven nations that occupied Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Leisechaya kol neshoma, that you should not let anyone live, or Amalek tibchezecher Amalek, or you shall eradicate the name of Amalek, or we had in our times, we had plenty of tyrants. You have the Roman Empire. These are people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy. Well, that's not Musar Hashem, that's not Teichochai, that's not rebuke. There he wants to be fulfill the mitzvah of Be'arto Aromi Kirbecho. He wants to eliminate the evil from within you. That's different. Sometimes, the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act just the opposite to evil people. And he'll give them a good time here. That the Gemara says, Rosh HaVetevle, an evil person he'll be very good to. Because he wants to pay him up. Whatever reward he has in this world, so you won't have to see him in the next world. But when we're speaking about people who try to live upright lives and who try to go in the right direction, and certainly Israel, which are called Bonim Lamokam, Israel, which are called the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his children, these people, when they suffer and difficulties come upon them, this, King Solomon says, is ki es Hashem yav Hashem yichiyach uka obes bein yirse. This Hashem brings on those that he loves. Like a father disciplines his son. It's human nature that a father will discipline his own son, and he can be very tough with his own son, but with his son he won't bother. Why not? this is another person, another child doing wrong things, it won't bother him at all. If he sees, let's say, a child, his brother's child, a nephew, or a cousin doing something wrong, yes, then he'll do something about it. He'll discipline him. But not too much. But his own son, oh, that's different. Why is that? Because the person only rebukes the one that it bothers him that he's doing something wrong. When other people do something wrong, it doesn't bother you that much. But when your own son does something wrong, and because of your love for him, you want to see him do what's right, not what's wrong. You want to see him perfect. Well, then you will watch him very carefully, and you'll do something about it all of the time. And that's the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it states, "Vashem chofetz darkei acheli," that he will strike the one that he wants, and he'll bring sufferings on. Not the one that he's not interested in, not the one that he does not want. And therefore, we must realize this. Because the sufferings and the difficulties themselves have produced great achievements, enormous achievements. The sages teach us that Yesurim are Metzarfines Odom, Metarines Odom. They purify a person, they refine a person. Just as you take iron and you put it into the fire, into the blast furnace, and it purifies it. It purifies it from alien elements. It refines it. This is the same thing that the Yisurin do. It strengthens a person. Begadliness of Odom, Magbiness of Odom, it elevates a person. Mashlimimess of Odom, it perfects a person. We find, for example, the Chazal tell us that the wind is machsikin es ha'asovim va'ilonish. When the wind blows constantly, it is strengthening all of the vegetation and all of the trees. Because the constant force builds up strength in the trees and vegetation. We know that hard labor brings strength to a person. If you have, for example, you have a gibor, a strong person, Lorutz Eira, who's a great runner. How does he become a great runner? Doesn't become a great runner through easy times and through good times. No. He becomes a great runner through difficult training, through breaking of himself. Actually, it's brought that the muscles, when they are exercised, the tissues break down, and then they come back stronger. And if you have a trainer, and he has a number of athletes that are under him, those that he does not care for that much, he gives them one program. Those that he cares for a little more, he gives them a tougher program. When he sees that he has an individual that can become a champion, he has no rachmonis on him. He has no mercy on him. And that person wants to know, he says, why is the coach so tough on me? He's not tough on the other people like that. Because he can see, he can make him perfect. And he wants to bring perfection out of him. He wants to strengthen him. And this is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what is meant by the salt. The salt goes on a piece of meat and it softens it and it brings out the inner tastes from the meat. And so does the Yesurin do this to the person. And all of these afflictions break down, just like in physical exercise. The physical exercise breaks down the fat and breaks down unnecessary tissue and lets more tissue grow back stronger. The same, this other Yesurin, it breaks down all of the chemer, all of the unnecessary physical nature of man. So his inner nature and his spirit can blossom forth. This comes from hard times, not from easy times. So this is what the Gemara meant that we learned in Brochas here. Imreya Odom Shisurin Boyan Olav. That if a person sees all of a sudden he's having all kind of difficulties, troubles, tzoros. Look, we don't look for that, heaven forbid. But he has it. And he doesn't know why. So it's a signal. First, it's a signal. So therefore, Yifashfish B'maisov, let him investigate. What is he doing wrong? Because the first reason why difficulties will come, if there's something lacking in the person. You take, in the physical level, you take pain. A person has a pain. Naturally, he doesn't like it, but actually, it's the greatest blessing that could happen to him. Doctors, their greatest concern is about a sickness, heaven forbid, that shows no pain, that shows no symptoms. This is their greatest concern. And then by the time they find out about it, there's nothing that can be done about it. But a sickness, like the majority of sicknesses do, they trigger off, since something is wrong in the body, so they trigger off a pain. This is a great, a wonderful chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the human being. Here immediately a person is being told there's a diagnosis, something is wrong. It's like Rabbi Victor Miller once said. He said you can get as many postcards as you want from your dentist that it's time to see him for your annual or your twice yearly checkup, and you'll put it away. Look, and you'll say, look, wait till my calendar has a little more openings on it. But one postcard from the body, in the middle of the night you wake up with a toothache, the next morning you're on the phone telling the dentist to come in. So the first thing a person has to do is be mefashir shemaisav. There must be something wrong, otherwise there wouldn't be this pain, there wouldn't be this soros, and he has to look for it. If he finds it, maybe he's speaking too much Lashon Hara, maybe he's having too much machlekes, whatever it might be, then he has to rectify it, because that's what's causing it. There's a problem someplace, there's something out of order. Fishveis filei motzo. What happens if he makes a thorough investigation and he cannot find it? The nishlu bebitul teira. Then he should just chalk it up to Beetle Tater. Why? Because when a person neglects his Torah study, that's not like an Avera, that something is wrong in the body, but rather there are great heights that he can attain. Belakachat on Atzalto, and this is what he was created for. And the Torah brings him these heights, and he is not responding to what he should be doing, and that is like something is wrong in him. Therefore, he should chalk it up to Beetle Tater. perhaps an analogy to this on a physical level would be is that this is a pain, so the doctor makes an examination, he knows that something is not working properly. If he can't find it, maybe he'll chalk it up to a lack of good nutrition. He's not getting the nutrition that he should be getting. So therefore, Yislu Bebitul Torah. What happens though? He makes a further examination and he's learning all that he possibly can. There's just no more time when he can do more. So what's it coming from then? Then the Gemara says, Biyadua Shem Yisurin Shel Avo. Then you should know that they are Yisurin Shel Avo. He's not doing anything wrong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to elevate him even greater. It's like the athlete that's not doing anything wrong. And he's training a full day. It's a full schedule. But the trainer and the coach sees here he has a world champion. This is world class. He can prepare him for the Olympics. But to prepare him for the Olympics, he's really going to have to work him. So he starts puts the heat up. And the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees here, he's got someone. He's learning Torah and he's fulfilling mitzvahs. Fine. But this person can go to even greater heights. So he brings on more Yisurin because this itself will bring him to great things. Because it's difficulties which make a person. A person that goes through this life in an easy way, and another person who went through this life the hard way, at the end of the day, they are two different people. Two different people. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Now the Gemara says, how should one accept these things? So Net Shlema Melech said, the one who's despondent and the one who kicks, he says, this is the fool. And the one who ignores it is the fool. That's like the person who's getting a pain and he ignores it. And he's angry at his body for showing pain. But to the contrary, if a person does get this, then he says he has to treat this just like he would bring a sacrifice to Hashem. If you would bring a gift to Hashem, it has to be done with love and with simcha. The Gemara says on the tzaddikim mekablin yisurin b'simcha uba'av. They accept, not they just accept difficulties. Now they accept it with joy and with love. And why is this necessary? Because otherwise he's working against himself. Here, these difficulties and sufferings are coming to make him into a better person, to raise him up, and he's fighting against it. You know, doctors will tell you that when they have a patient who's sick, and he's sick not just with a cold or a flu that'll pass over, but he's sick with a, heaven forbid, a disease which is a serious disease. Doctors will tell you they always feel much better and their job is a lot easier if this person has a healthy attitude towards the situation. If he acts strongly towards it, and he acts joyfully towards it, and he's happy, many doctors will tell you the job is much easier then, because he's not fighting against all of the cures that they're trying to give him. But if you have a person who's all he says, he's bitter, he becomes bitter and he becomes miserable and he becomes depressed. And he says, why does this happen to me? Why me? Why not someone else? Why does everything happen to me? And so forth and so on. makes their job 10 times more difficult. And this is the same thing where that here with Yisurin. And if he is Mekabelet Ba'avah, he is joyous over it and he's not miserable over it. Maschore, what is his reward? So Gemara says his reward is Yerezera Yarech Yomim. He will see his seed and length of days. The Maral says something interesting here. He says when it comes to seed, when it comes to children, length of days and children, he says, you know, we always have a role model in the Torah for every midah, for every quality. He says, where's your role model in the Torah for bonim? Who was the one that fathered children? He says, this was Yaakov Avinu. Avraham had difficulty with children. He had Yitzchok, but he had Ishmael. And Yitzchok had difficulty with children. He had a Yaakov, but he had an Esav. Yaakov was the one who gave forth children. And Yarech Yomim, he gave forth children that live forever. Because from Yaakov came, his children were Klal Yisrael. The Yud Beis fought him. All were perfect. But his Baruch Hu brought his Shekhinah on all of them. And they were the Yisrael, the Am Yisrael, the 12 sons, the 12 tribes. So there was no one that produced children like Yaakov. It's interesting, Yaakov also had a great deal of tzoros. He told Pari he had all kinds of tzoros in his life. He said, I had tzoros from Esav. My brother wanted to kill me. And then I ran to Lovin, and then Lovin wanted to destroy me. And then I had tzoros with Rochel, and tzoros with Dina, and I had tzoros with Yosef, and I had tzoros with Binyamin. And Yaakov was the one who was the most perfect of all of the others. States, Yaakov Ishtam, he was the one who was Sholem, perfect. And states Surase Choko Kalkisi Akovit, that his image was hewn out in the throne of the Almighty. So this is the height that he came to. So the Gemara is saying that someone who suffers in this world, but he accepts it with joy and simcha, he'll be zeche to that brocha. He'll be zeche to that brocha of Yaakov Avinu, because this is how high suffering can bring a person when the person has the proper attitude towards it. And this is what Rabbi Shimon Yochai taught, that there were three great gifts given to Klal Yisrael. And why the three great gifts? Why Al Yidei Yisurin? The Maral explains, to make a kinyan, to make some type of ownership and acquisition on something in this world, that's easy. That's easy. You want to buy something, you go into the shop, and you put the money on the counter, and it's yours. You want to buy a house, it's just a question of money. You got the money, you give the seller the money, and it's yours. Finished. To make an acquisition in this world is easy. Why? Because this world is an easy world to acquire. It's not above the person. Especially for someone who's made for this world. To make an acquisition, though, in something which is beyond this world, that's a different story. So the higher what you're aiming for, it can only come with greater difficulty. The three greatest gifts that were given to Klal Yisrael were all beyond this world. And that was Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. That's very difficult to acquire. That's a different world, and a person has to come up to that level. To come up to that level from a physical level to such a spiritual level, that the initial acquisitions came only after great problems and great training, great boot training and great source. This is what the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. When the great Reb Lezer became sick, four sages came to visit him: Reb Tafin, Reb Yishur, Reb Lezer ben Azariah, and Reb Rekiva. He was suffering, very sick. He was very uncomfortable, and he was going through great tribulations. Then Reb Tarfin, so the four sages tried to comfort him. So Reb Tarfin said, Teva tol Yisrael miti bishul kshomim. He said, Rebbe, you're more important to Israel than the drops of rain, because the drops of rain are only for this world, and you are for this world and the next world. Reb Shua came along and he said, Teva tol Yisrael yesim megalgal chamo. You are more important to us than the sun, because the sun brings heat in this world, and you bring light and heat for this world and the next world. Then Reb Lezer ben Azariah. Then it was Reb Lezer ben Azariah's turn, and he said, "Teva tol Yisrael yesem me'avayim. You're more important to Israel than a father and a mother, because a father and a mother bring a child into this world. You bring a child into this world and the next world." Then came Rabbi Kiva, his turn. He merely said, Chavivi Nesurin. He says, how dear and precious is suffering. This is what Rabbi Kiva said. How dear and precious is suffering. Omar Ahem, till now, the great Rabbi Lezer didn't say anything. He only listened. Once Rabbi Kiva said that, he said, Samchuni Veshmo Divri Akiva Talmidai. He said, support me, sit me up, so I can listen better to what my disciple Akiva is saying, who said, Chavivi Yesurim. How dear and precious are Yesurim, is suffering. Omale Akiva Zumin Einloch. Where do you know this from? And then Rabbi Akiva went to tell him where he learns this out from in the Torah, where suffering is capable of doing more for the person than almost anything else. We find, just like there's a role model, we said, for children in the Torah, there was a role model also for suffering in the Torah. We mentioned Yaakov had a lot of tzoros. But even more, and who was the role model for suffering in the Torah, for difficulties? Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah in Masechet Ovis tells us. Where is it? The Mishnah says, "Asor nishenis nisnase over Avraham Avinu." This is in Perakei Mishnah Gimel. 10 great tests, 10 great difficulties HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Avraham Avinu. We're not speaking about the everyday difficulties that we all face, but each one was a classic. Many times a person once in a lifetime maybe has to face a classic situation. And Avraham, 10 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 classics each one more difficult than the next. Until finally the tenth one is when he told them, after the son that he waited 100 years for, he told them, go and kill him. Bring him as a sacrifice to me. Ve'omad bekulam. And Abraham withstood them all. Ve'idiyose chibose shel Avraham Avinu, to show how dear he was. Now, it would seem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Avraham? If Avraham is this classical figure, but why? And this has to do with what we're saying. The Medrash says, first of all, with what Shlomo HaMelech said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring these types of difficulties to people that he doesn't like. Just like a father is not interested, he sees some kid who is getting into trouble, he says, let his own father worry about it. I got enough problems. See? It's those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brings trials and tribulations to. Avraham was the Rishon. Avraham was Nikra Ohavari. He was called my beloved. Because the whole world turned their back on Hashem. And Avraham stood up against the whole world to stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there was a Yitzchok or a Yaakov or a Yosef, that all came from the Rishon, from Avraham. It was all Avraham. They built on his shoulders. And therefore he was Nikra Ohavi. He is my beloved. There was no one closer to Hashem that he had greater love for. And like Shlomo HaMelech said, that Ki as Hashem Yehav Hashem Yechiyah, that the one he loves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebukes. So in that case, he should rebuke Avraham the most. And that's what he did. So that's the first reason. But the second reason is Avraham was an enormous giant of an individual. He fought against the whole world. He was the Rishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he said, Bereishis Bara Elokim Bishvil Avraham, that the creation will be for Avraham, because till then the creation is worthless. It will be Avraham that will come and make the world what it should be. When he said, Vayhi Or, let there be light, Zu Avraham, the physical light will be the sun. But the real light in the world will only come when Avraham will stand up. See, this is the type of individual Avraham was. So he had to be prepared for that task. He had to be prepared for it. And it was these nishenas, these difficulties, that made Avraham into what he was to become. Without it, had he had easy times, then he would have never rose to the heights that he did rise to. And the Medrash says, it's a Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Nunhei, and the Maral brings it on that Mishnah. It says, Niso, Vashem Niso as Avraham. Niso is Nishenus. Hashem tested Avraham. The Medrash says, what is Niso? It comes from the word Nes Shel Sfino, a flag, a banner of a ship. Because with these tests, Avraham was going to have a banner to show the world. Because he was going to acquire greatness in the eyes of the world from these tests. The whole world knew about this, as we see. We still talk and read about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megadol him. He wanted to raise him up. And he wanted to show him to the world. It would be an example of Abdul. You have a trainer, a coach has an enormous champion. But there's no contest in which to show his greatness. There's no contest. So his greatness will never be known. If he can organize some contest which is on that level, then they'll see the greatness of him. So Hashem nisos Abraham osalei neis. He wanted to make a banner for Abraham, a flag so the world will recognize him. So therefore he had to give him one enormous difficulty, and he plastered with flying colors. And then another one that's even more, and he plastered with flying colors, and each one he rose higher and higher until the whole world knew about Abraham. Who doesn't know about Abraham? The whole world. And Abraham had all of this concealed potential. But concealed potential only comes into reality if it's challenged and tested. An athlete has great potential, but nobody's challenging it. Can't be brought out. There's nobody that can fight with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Abraham to remain dormant. He didn't want him to be merely a potential giant. So therefore he brought upon him all of these tests and difficulties. And the Midrash says, Hayetzer hazeh eina makish al kankani meru'oyim sheina maspik lahakish ad shehu shevro. When the potter smith used to make earthen pots and earthen barrels, after they were made and they were heated and they were drying, so they used to hit them with a hammer. And the more you would hit them, the stronger they would come. As they were being completed, as they were being heated up and drying out. Now, how did the potter smith know how much to heat hit each one and how hard to hit each one? See, he had a good eye. This was his expertise. He would look at each one. And when he would see this one now is not so strong, he would just hit it a little. This one is stronger, he would hit it more. This one is very strong. Oh, this is the one he would really hit and make a good barrel out of it. So it says, Ayetzer azeina makishal kankanim roim. He doesn't hit the bad barrels because in order to hit them and break them. Raki beideka kankanim yofim. He examines them carefully. Shafil makishalem kam upon him ena shevram. And only those that he knows that he can hit them hard and they'll become stronger from it, those are the ones who he hits. Kachor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and he saw what Abraham can grow from and become strong from. Hashem Nisos, he tested him 10 times. There's an interesting Gemara in Masechta Erechim where the Gemara brings and tests Zayin Amud Beis. Ad hechen tachlis yisurim. Test sign the end of Omed Beis. Ad hechen tachlis yisurim. Seif midis yisurim. Klaima yisurim shein pchusin mehen. What is the minimal amount of yisurim? The minimal amount of affliction and that we can still catalog as yisurim, as affliction. In other words, where does it begin? Omer Blazer calls you order gele beged little boy shvein miskablalo. So the Blazer says, a man goes, he goes to a tailor, and he orders a garment. Make the garment, he puts it on, it doesn't fit well and doesn't look nice. That's Yisurim. This is the minimal amount, something which is minimal that can still be classified as Yisurim. Maskiflorova Now, he says that even smaller things are called Yisurim. That's already a big thing. You invest in a suit and it doesn't look nice. That's a big thing. He says, even in those days, they drank a lot of wine, and their wine was very, very heavy, very strong and very heavy. The Gemara says Yain Eretz Yisrael had a special brocha, where it was enormously strong and heavy, and you couldn't drink it the way it was. You had to mix it with water in order to make it drinkable. Now, in the summer, they would pour cold water into it to make it into an iced wine. In the winter, they would pour hot water into it to make it into a hot wine, a warm wine that would warm up the person. It says, so a person, he tells his servant, or he himself, he says, look, cool the wine off. So instead of cooling the wine off, he put hot water in it. Or he told him to heat up the wine, and instead of heating the wine, he cooled it off. And then the person is waiting for a nice cool cup of wine, and he brings him a hot cup of wine, or vice versa. He says, that's Yisurin. This is the minimal amount of Yisurin that can be catalogued as Yisurin. Ravina comes along and says, nah, he says, even less. I feel an epach le chalukai. He's getting dressed in the morning, and he puts on a shirt or something else, and then he finds out he put it on backwards. So he has to take it off and put it on again. That's also Yisurin. Rava v'yivtemer of chizda v'yivtemer of yitzhak amilob masniso tana. Now, even less. If he needs some money and he wants to take out of his pocket or out of his pocketbook, he wants to take out 3 coins. And when he takes out his hand, there's only 2 coins in his hand. So now he has to go back into his pocket to get the next coin. So it's a trouble. That's also categorized as Yisurin. But the Gemara says that's daf if he wanted 3 and he took out 2. But if he wanted 2 and he took out 3, that's not categorized as Yisurin, because then he just has to put 1 back and that's no problem. But when you got to go and start groping for another coin, that becomes problematic. Now the Gemara asks, what's all the discussion for? Why are you so interested to know a minimal standard classification for Yisurin? So Moses says it's important to know because the Sanyo, the Beirim Bishmol, and Bishmol learned Kol Shovra Lov Arboim Yem B'lay Yisurin Kibul Eilomai. If a person goes 40 days and he never had any problem whatsoever, he should worry. He should worry that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying him up in this world, so he shouldn't have to go into the, so he shouldn't be there in the next world. Marova Amri Peronius Mizdamin Esloi, or he should worry that something bad can be coming. So therefore, if he had these little problems, well, now he doesn't have to worry, because these are also called Yisurin. Now the Maral explains. Troubles in Yisurins is anything that stands against a person in this world. We're trying to do something and problems come in the way. Obstacles. You put on your shirt and it's backwards. You reach in for 3 coins and you only manage to get a hold of 2 coins. You want a cold drink and they give you a hot drink. These are problems. Irritations. He says the fact that there's irritations, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. That shows that things are not running smoothly, they're not running perfectly. He says when things run perfectly in this world, that's a sign that you're made for this world. He says by Esav, those that are made for this world, things should run trouble-free. Perfect. Why not? Why shouldn't things be trouble-free? Be perfect. But for the tzaddik, whose world is the next world, and this world is really not his world, he's on alien territory, things are not supposed to run smoothly. So therefore, when they don't run smoothly, that's a good sign. When they do run smoothly, boy, he should worry. He says, if for 40 days everything went perfect, that's a raya, he's in a perfect world. It's a raya, this world is perfect for him. And that's a klola, that's a curse. And then he better watch out. So therefore the Gemara is listing these things in order that a person can allay his fears. That if he thinks things are running too good for him, as long as he keeps having some little irritations, then it's all right. Now, from everything that we've said, though, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Musar Hashem b'ni altimos v'al tokotz b'sechachtoi. My son, he says, do not resent when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes you or strikes you. Do not resent it. And do not make yourself miserable over it. Because it's a brocha. It has wonderful blessings. So then perhaps we should say that a person should seek. He should seek difficulties. He should seek irritations. He should try that things should not run perfect. That the Gemara says no. When it comes upon you, if it does come upon a person, then he must accept it. And he must accept it joyfully. So it says, Mekabel Yisurin Ba'avo. But to seek it, no. Mora brings by here in Brochas Daf Hei Omed Beis, the Mora brings that Rabbi Yechanan Cholash. Rabbi Yechanan was sick. All the Gabi Reb Hanina went to visit him. Om Alei Chavivan Alecha Yisurin. He said, you're suffering, but sufferings are good for a person. Om Alei, he said, Lehein Veleishchorim. He says, I don't want them and I don't want their reward. Leave me off from the Yisurin and leave me off the reward. And the reason is because we must not look for difficulties, because how do we know we will be successful in conquering the difficulties? Difficulties are good for a person if he conquers them, like Abraham. And if he conquers them with joy and love. That's why, if they come upon themselves, upon the person, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him upon the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what to bring for each person. But to bring them upon ourselves, see, or to look for them, or even to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring them on us, this we must not. Because we do not know, we cannot trust in ourselves how we will look at them and how we will stand up against them. Therefore, it's something that when it comes upon a person, then he must accept it in good heart, but not to seek it. Now, the Gemara tells us one final thing. Not all of the time. Not in all cases is Yisurin affliction necessary. Shlomo HaMelech, in the psukim that we learned, where he said, Musar Hashem b'ni altimos, do not despise Musar, because Hashem rebukes those that he loves. Then he carries on and says, Ashrei Adam Motzei Chochma, fortunate is the man who finds wisdom, Va'odam Yofik Tfuna, and that he will bring forth from himself understanding. What does this have to do with it? What King Solomon is saying, is that fortunate is the man who delves into Torah and finds wisdom. Because in many cases, Torah can produce the same end result that Yesurin can produce, that affliction can produce. And then it won't be necessary for him to go through these difficulties. And the Gemara says this in Berachos and Dafei Amar Aleph. He who labors in Torah, then Yesurim bedilin himenu. Yesurim will distance themselves from him. It's like we have in our Sedra. Im bechukeisai teilechu. If you will walk in my statutes. And the Chazal say, what does that mean? You are melim b'Torah. You will labor. Break yourselves in Torah. Labor in Torah. Will you toil in Torah? Then I will bring upon you all of the brachos. Because Torah, many times, if it's a labor in Torah, can bring the person the same end result that Yesurim can. And the Gemara here brings a pasuk from Iyuv. The pasuk in Iyuv states, it's in Iyuv Hay, pasuk Zayin. Ki odom le omol yulod. Man was born to labor, for heavy labor. The Gemara says, but what kind of heavy labor? Heavy labor in Torah. Ubnei reshef yagbia uf. Bnei reshef will be lifted up by the uf. The Gemara says, what's the uf? That's the Torah. What's the reshef? Elu mazikin. These are the mazikin. These are things that come to bring sorrows to the person. When a person labors in Torah enormously, then, and Iyuv said this, he knew this, because he was the Baal Yesurin, great sorrows came upon him. He said, then the Torah itself will distance, will cause the Yesurin and the difficulties to become distant from a person. So, we do not ask for difficulties for tzoros. Especially in our world, there's so much tzoros without asking for it. We certainly don't ask for it. And we do not look for it. But, if we have to face difficulties, we should know that there are difficulties are full of brachas. They are full of blessings. So we must not look at them as a curse, but rather as a blessing. And when we look at them as a blessing, then they perfect the person. And they cause the person to grow. They refine the person and bring him to very, very great levels. We should all be zeicher not to have problems and not to have tzoros and to grow through the labor of Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.